It's been a long Monday. Education struggling with none, justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works. I've been digging through implementation data all day, and Maya, the pattern is clear. Simple tools are crushing complex systems every single time.
Tell me about it. I just came from a healthcare client where they spent $450,000 on an AI diagnostic platform that nobody uses. Meanwhile, their radiologists are getting better results from a $20 a month ChatGPT subscription they're using to draft reports. The disconnect is staggering.
Same in creative fields. I watched an agency blow through $80,000 on a custom AI content system. 6 months later, the writers are using Claude and Midjourney on personal accounts because the enterprise solution takes 17 steps to generate a simple image.
Hold on. Those personal accounts are exactly the problem. I'm dealing with data leaks, compliance nightmares, shadow IT everywhere. Yes, the simple tools work, but when Sophie's writers put client data into personal ChatGPT accounts, that's my crisis at 3 a.m. That's the implementation paradox right there. The tools that work aren't enterprise ready, and the enterprise tools don't actually work. I've got data showing 73% of successful AI implementations started as unofficial experiments. How do you reconcile that, Uma? By accepting reality and building around it. We tried the lockdown approach, blocked everything, forced everyone through approved channels. Productivity tanked. Now we're running a bring-your-own-AI program with guardrails. It's messier, but it works.
Walk me through that. Actual timeline, actual costs.
8 weeks from decision to launch. $35,000 for security audits, $15,000 for training materials, $25,000 for monitoring tools. Compare that to our previous attempt. 14 months, $1.2 million, and it failed spectacularly.
What killed the big implementation?
Feature creep. Started as a customer service bot, ended up as an everything platform that did nothing well. The vendor kept promising just one more integration, while our service reps went rogue with off-the-shelf tools that actually answered customer questions. I'm seeing this pattern everywhere. Financial services, a hedge fund, spent 2 years building an AI trading system. By the time it launched, three analysts with API access to GPT-4 were outperforming it using prompt engineering and Excel.
The speed gap is brutal. Enterprise AI moves in quarters. Practical AI moves in days. By the time you've got sign-off on the requirements doc, the whole landscape has shifted.
Speaking of landscape shifts, I just lost a client because I couldn't scale fast enough. They wanted 50 product descriptions daily. With traditional methods, impossible. With AI, totally doable. But I hesitated on the implementation. Competitor came in with a simple Claude workflow and took the contract.
What held you back?
Perfectionism. I wanted the ideal setup. Custom fine-tuned model, brand voice training, quality assurance pipeline. Meanwhile, my competitor just started shipping. Their output was 80% as good, but 10x faster.
That's every implementation story I hear. Perfect is the enemy of done. The successful adoptions all follow the same pattern. Start simple, iterate fast, scale what works.
Except in enterprise, start simple means navigating procurement, security reviews, compliance checks. By the time you're approved to start simple, it's not simple anymore. So how do you break that cycle? Pilot programs. We run 30-day experiments with defined scope, capped budget, clear metrics, legal pre-approved a framework, so we can move fast within boundaries.
Give me a specific example.
Customer service email responses. Pilot with 10 agents, $5,000 budget. Goal was 20% faster response time. Used GPT-4 with custom prompts, achieved 35% improvement, scaled to full team in week 5.
That's the difference. You had infrastructure. Most creative professionals are flying solo. I tried implementing an AI workflow for my design practice. Spent 3 weeks comparing tools, another 2 weeks setting up automations. Client work suffered. Revenue dropped 30%.
What would you do differently?
Start with one task, one tool. I tried to revolutionize everything at once. Should have just automated invoice generation or project briefs. Small win first, then expand.
That's textbook change management, but nobody follows it with AI. The hype makes people think they need to transform everything immediately.
Or they underestimate integration complexity. Our manufacturing client wanted predictive maintenance AI. Sounded simple. Turned out their sensor data was in 17 different formats across 3 decades of equipment. How'd that play out? 6 months of data cleaning before we could even start. Budget ballooned from $200,000 to $1.4 million. They pulled the plug at month 8. Now they're using a simple anomaly detection tool that works with messy data. Not as sophisticated, but it actually ships.
This is what kills me. We know these patterns, but organizations keep repeating the same mistakes. Why?
Because admitting you need the simple solution feels like failure. I pitched a client on using Midjourney for their product photos. They wanted a proprietary solution, spent $60,000 on custom development, still using photographers because the custom tool requires a PhD to operate.
The UI complexity issue is huge. I analyzed 50 enterprise AI tools. Average time to first useful output was 47 minutes. Consumer tools, under 3 minutes. Don't remind me. Our HR predictive analytics platform has 73 configuration options on the main screen. The data science team loves it. Everyone else uses ChatGPT to analyze spreadsheets.
Let's talk failure recovery. When implementations go wrong, what actually works?
Rapid retreat. I had a video automation project implode. AI-generated scripts were tone-deaf. Editing automation created unusable outputs. Instead of fixing, we reverted to manual process and cherry-picked one working component, thumbnail generation. Save the client relationship.
We call it graceful degradation. When our AI procurement system crashed, we didn't try to fix it under pressure. Fell back to standard process. Kept the AI recommendation engine running in parallel for testing. Took pressure off. Let us fix it properly. What about teams that resist the fallback? I'm seeing a lot of sunk cost fallacy.
That's where metrics matter. We establish kill criteria up front. If adoption is below 30% after 60 days, if error rate exceeds 15%, if support tickets spike 50%, hit any trigger, we pause and reassess.
Wish I'd had that framework. Kept pushing a failing AI content calendar system for months because I'd invested so much time. Finally admitted defeat when I realized I was spending more time managing the AI than doing actual work.
The time overhead is real. Our financial analysis team tried an AI tool that promised 10x productivity. Reality? They spent 3 hours daily on prompt engineering, model tuning, output verification. Net productivity actually decreased 20%. So what does work? Give me your Tuesday morning playbook.
Pick one repetitive task that takes 30 plus minutes daily. Find the simplest AI tool that handles 80% of it. Use it personally for 1 week. If it sticks, document the workflow and expand to one colleague. Iterate from there.
And budget time for the learning curve. First week with any AI tool, you're slower. Week 2, breaking even. Week 3, you start seeing gains. Most people quit during week 1.
For enterprise, start with shadow IT amnesty. Survey what people are already using. You'll find pockets of innovation. Support what works instead of forcing new tools. We discovered our best AI implementation was running in accounts payable for 3 months before IT knew. What was it? Invoice processing with GPT-4 Vision. One accountant started using it, shared with teammates, built simple guardrails. By the time we found out, they'd processed 10,000 invoices with 99.2% accuracy. Would have taken us 18 months to approve officially.
That's the pattern everywhere. Innovation at the edges, standardization follows success. The question is how to accelerate without adding friction.
Sometimes friction is good. I was pumping out AI content at insane speed until a client called out quality issues. Now I use a 2-hour cooling period, generate in the morning, edit in the afternoon. Slight slowdown, massive quality improvement.
Let's get specific about costs. What's the real budget for functional AI implementation? Depends on scale, but for pilot programs, 10 to 50 gets you far. Our most successful implementations all started under 25 door. The failures, all 6 figures plus.
Tools costs are negligible now. ChatGPT team is $25 user month. Claude Pro is $20, Midjourney is $30. The expensive part is integration and training.
Don't forget opportunity cost. Every hour spent implementing is an hour not billing. Took me 6 months to break even on my AI investment, and I'm supposedly tech savvy.
What about hiring? Are organizations building AI teams or outsourcing? Neither works well. AI teams become ivory towers. Consultants leave you dependent. Best results come from upskilling existing staff who know the actual work.
Agreed. The prompter who understands the business beats the AI expert every time. We're seeing job titles like AI Enhanced Analyst or Automated Design Lead. Same people, new tools.
Until they leave for 50% pay bumps. I trained my assistant on AI tools. She's now making double at a startup. Investment in people is risky when skills are this hot.
How do you protect against that? You don't. You plan for it, document everything, cross-train constantly, assume 30% annual turnover in AI-skilled roles. Build systems that survive people leaving.
Let's talk about next week. What's everyone actually implementing?
Email templates. I waste 2 hours daily on client communications. Found a tool called Lavender that analyzes tone and suggests improvements. $27 a month, starting tomorrow.
We're rolling out meeting transcription across sales. Tried it with 5 reps. Deal velocity improved 22%. Simple implementation, Otter.ai plus CRM integration. $40,000 for the whole team. I'm automating research summaries. Been copying and pasting into ChatGPT manually. Just discovered I can build custom GPTs with my source formatting. Should save 90 minutes daily.
Those are perfect examples. Specific, measurable, reasonable scope. Not transform the business, but fix this annoying task.
The transformation happens anyway. Fix enough annoying tasks, and suddenly you're operating differently. My design process is unrecognizable from a year ago, but it happened incrementally.
Keyword, incrementally. Our successful implementations all grew organically. The Big Bang approaches? Universal failures. What's your advice for someone starting tomorrow?
Pick one task you hate. Find 3 AI tools that might help. Try each for 1 day. Keep what works, discard what doesn't, repeat weekly.
And expect to fail. My first 5 AI experiments were disasters. Number 6 changed my business. You have to push through the learning curve.
For enterprises, embrace the chaos temporarily. Let people experiment. Learn what works, then standardize. Trying to control from day 1 kills innovation. Final thoughts. What's the one thing people get wrong about AI implementation?
Thinking it's about the technology, it's about changing habits. The AI is easy, the human change is hard.
Expecting immediate perfection. AI is a tool, not magic. You still need skill, judgment, creativity. It amplifies what you have, doesn't replace what you lack.
Underestimating support needs. Budget 30% for the tool, 70% for helping people use it. Most organizations flip that ratio and wonder why adoption fails. I'll add one, believing vendor promises. Every AI tool claims to revolutionize your workflow. Maybe 10% deliver partially. Test everything, trust nothing.
So tomorrow morning, thousands of people wake up needing to implement AI. If they remember one thing from today, what should it be?
Start smaller than you think. Whatever you're planning, cut it by 80%.
Measure everything. Time saved, errors made, user satisfaction. Data beats opinions. Simple tools win. The boring solution that works beats the exciting one that might work someday.
Perfect. That's implementation reality. Messy, incremental, but ultimately transformative if you stick with it. Tomorrow's challenges won't solve themselves, but at least now we know what actually works in practice.